Could we, or?
Sorry. We have to start the meeting.
Okay, so we are going to start the meeting of the YSB special meeting on August 16th, 7:10. And I guess the first order of business, we can approve the June minutes. If anyone would like to make a motion to approve.
I did not see them, so I can't be the one to do that.
Oh. I'll make a motion. This is, well, you know what, though? Actually, I don't remember if I, crap. When did we get those? Shoot.
Lexi, did they, were they sent to us?
So.
I don't recall seeing them.
I think we might want to push this off till next month.
I thought I got them, and it was so long ago, but
yeah, it was a while. So I usually do it like right after.
It was June. I think we did get them. It was June. And I probably read them and liked them, but now it's August. Well, so you want to wait? Okay.
I'm just not me. If it's someone else is comfortable, it's fine.
All right. So maybe we'll wait on that one. And okay.
All right, so I'll make a note of that. Wait till next meeting.
And so now, did you want to? Well, I have down here the budget issues and financial report. I put second because I thought we might want to talk about them a little more. I did get, by the way, I did get an email from John Bishop saying he had planned to come, but he couldn't come because something came up. So I guess, so he couldn't make it. But anyway, I didn't get any.
We see you. We see you, Rochelle.
Oh, she's on the phone.
She can get. Oh, rid of
so her maybe phone. We shouldn't start with Michelle. She's busy. Oh, I don't know.
No, she just came on. She just needs to unmute. That's all.
Yeah, just one sec. Sorry, guys.
Fully functional. John said he couldn't come tonight, or is that what he said last time? Because that's what happened last time. Was that tonight too?
Yeah.
Okay. We don't hear you. Rochelle, we don't hear you again. There you go. There you go. That's good.
Fine. No headset. Whatever.
No headphones for you.
Okay.
Fine. So... yeah, we can. I emailed out the financial report.
Wait, so who is doing the minutes? Is writing? Is Lexi?
Lexi
is doing the answer.
Oh, okay.
She also records them, so she.
Well, thank
you. Yeah. Yes, sorry. I thought I was going to have more time to prepare, and I got home like 5 minutes.
Oh, before. So you want to do something else first before you?
Yeah, do. Let me, because I literally got home right before the meeting.
Oh, no. So let's go to something else. That's, you don't need to do that. Should we talk about the survey?
But did John send any report of any sort, or just that he's not coming?
No, unfortunately.
Okay. So we have nothing from John, nothing from Ruth, nobody from school. Okay. So there's no school report this month.
No.
Okay. A police report.
We have a police
report. Oh, I didn't get that either.
Okay, no police report. Okay, with regards to the survey, well, if you recall back in June, we got a reply that we only got 92 respondents to the survey for 4 grades. So they said they could either work on those results and let us run with it, or they would be willing to do it at no charge over again in September. So I think we all went through some emails. We all said it made more sense to do in the fall. I've been in touch with Angela from CERAC, and she's going to connect directly with John to get a date to do that in the next few weeks when school gets started. I didn't really want to be in the middle because it's really up to John to put it in place. So I'll just be on the periphery, kind of keeping sure.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, let them.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't understand what went wrong, because John was giving out to 4 grades and the kids were in school. So I don't really understand it. So I think we'll just reset and let it go again. We certainly need more than 92 respondents for 4 grades.
Is the survey under counseling or under the school? So I know what section to put in.
It's not really either.
Okay, I'll just put it under miscellaneous or something.
I think it was under agenda item instead of survey.
It was an agenda item
Okay.
of its own.
Yep.
Gotcha.
It should have been under school.
So my question to you, Lexi, is I don't think they got paid. And do you know why? Or Rochelle, do either of you know what happened to the, they were supposed to get paid? Last year's budget, CIRAC.
Yeah, I did not see that come through.
It was supposed to. We had an invoice.
I mean, I didn't get any invoice or request, so I can't.
Yes. Well, we did. We talked about it in June and we made sure it was there for the June meeting.
I mean, I also went to Taryn. I didn't get anything. Everything I sent to her.
Because it was supposed to get in last year's budget.
It was
so you say they sent it out, but they didn't get it.
Well, I know we had it at this meeting. We talked about it, so.
And where did it, who did it come from?
S-E-R-A-C, CIRAC.
Yeah, I didn't get any emails from that. Any requests. I mean, also went directly to Taryn. I didn't see anything come through. Because in order to process a payment, I need to have like the physical thing to give to her.
Yeah, no, we definitely did. Rochelle, do you have any memory of it crossing your desk or?
And I did not. I'm looking at my emails now.
Okay.
I remember the conversation.
But... Right. I mean, we could have the conversation, but we still need the invoice.
No, we did. I made sure we had an invoice. Okay. So it didn't get paid. So I don't think there's anything we can do about that now.
Yeah, it definitely did not come out.
Well, is there any more discussion about that? Then you don't.
I'm just getting the invoice up here. I can do it. It's $4,000. I don't understand what happened to it. So, send it to Lexi and Rochelle and Terrence.
Lexi, is that you? Lexi.
Done.
Oh, thank you, Lori. Well, I don't know.
There's really nothing we can do about it. It's okay.
Unless they haven't closed out. I haven't talked to Tara and Lexi. If they haven't closed out June, and I mean, because it took them a year last time to, I mean, literally. So, I mean,
they make a good point.
You can try. I think that they were wrapping up the end of July to wrap up the year this year because they're finally getting on the ball. But I mean, it doesn't hurt to try.
Yeah. And I'll send it over to Taryn right now, too.
I just did.
Yeah. Oh, I see it. It's in the thing.
Oh, you copied Taryn as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's me, you, and Taryn. But yeah, looking at this, I did not see anything like this come through. I don't know if Taryn did. And usually both of us are pretty good processing stuff. So I didn't see anything like that coming before.
And I am looking at, because I was going to send it to Taryn. I'm looking to see, maybe I just totally dropped the ball. That's entirely possible.
Taryn. And we just will try to push it through.
Let's go forward. We're good. Okay.
Yeah. Let me,
I know we always think we have this incredible pressure to spend our money, but honestly, it's a self-imposed thing. I don't think anyone's ever made us feel that way. I think other years before, like we're talking more than 10 years ago, someone made us think this could be a worry, but we're really just putting pressure on ourselves. I think we're fine, whichever year it comes out of, it's fine.
You mean you don't think that we're going to have to send money back? You don't think so?
Never have.
I'm a little bit worried it might just because of what the DCF.
Well, we may go back to the past, Lori, because, you know, money's tight. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see because they want the stuff reported by the end of this month for their grant writing. And we'll see when I see that if they're like, oh, you didn't spend this much, we want it back. So it'll be.
No one was able to spend their programming money last year. That can't be anything unique to us.
I agree. I mean, we have a great argument that, you know, we would have loved to, but nothing was available.
We're still paid up a year ahead on the RGH stuff. I mean, we're way ahead of the game on programming. I'm sorry, resilience goes here. I'm not trying to be cryptic.
Right. I know.
I hope so. Who knows?
We're $7,000 ahead on that. So.
No, I know. I really can't answer that. I don't know.
Okay. But, that's the survey. So it'll be done. Okay. You know, I'll keep on top of this with John and hopefully if he comes to the next meeting, hopefully he'll give us, you know, but I'll just keep in touch with Angela. If she has any trouble getting it scheduled, I'll ask him if I can be helpful. I just don't think he needs me in the middle of it because it's something technologically done at school. The survey's completed already as far as the construction of it. So I don't think there's any real need for me to muddle it up.
So we should have gotten potentially at least 300 responses or?
Maybe double that because four grades.
Oh, right.
So let's hope for a good result. And then she said they'll do a quick turnaround a couple of weeks. So hopefully by October, we'll have something to work with.
Okay. So then we can go move on to, we can go to Lexi and any CAVE or any programs going on.
Because she had a huge program this week. Let's hear about it.
Yeah, that must have been cool, though.
Oh my goodness. It's usually fun, but it's more low key than anything. In the past this year, the teen night was such a huge success. I was just going to stay there to help get the staff settled in with the teens. But I ended up staying the whole time because it just seemed like so much fun. It was great seeing the kids all like participate in all the different activities, games that we had, listening to the band. I mean, there was probably, you know, I guess on average 100 people in and out. Part of the concert for the pool. And we had to kind of max out the pool too, because we allowed pool floats just for that one night. And then we're getting worried, you know, for their safety. We got to make sure there's only a certain number of pool floats and kids in the pool. So we had to kind of max out the number for the pool, but it was still good.
Can you recap the event just since it's been 3 months? Since
So and you gave out, you had lottery, you had raffles and cool stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like all different types of raffles and stuff, mainly help follow on social media. I know I have the Instagram stuff. I don't know if anybody was started following the Facebook, if Lori noticed it that night, but I had probably like 10 followers that night just enter the raffle. And they were all kids. They weren't even the adults. So I was trying to do like one for the adults, one for the kids. And the kids mainly were the ones, you could see them like having their phones out and they're like, look, I'm following it. Can I enter the raffle? Like, yep, sure. That's the whole point of it. So
where did the prizes come from, Lexi?
The prizes, they were gift cards and stuff. I just made sure it was in the CAVE budget. So I purchased like bigger Barnes and Noble gift cards because they're going back to school. Maybe they want books or whatever.
Oh, that was great. That was
wonderful. And I got like a pack of like $5 Starbucks cards because they came in like a little stack. So I ended up hiding like little fish around for them to find. If they found the fish, they can get a gift card. Like stupid little things like that, but they loved it and they were having so much fun. And like I wasn't even in my staff shirt, I was just walking around. They kept coming up to me going, do you know where a fish is? I'm like, nope, I'm not telling you anything. I didn't hide them. I don't know anything, but they were all having a blast. And it was just like little things like that. Like I ended up buying like things of string lights at a dollar store. They were like really cheapy things, but I figured they did glow stick diving. So they had to collect how many glow sticks over one. We get some things of string lights and it was like stupid little things, but they loved it. They enjoyed it. They had a blast. And we did a pinata too. They actually ended up taking the pinata stick and making a game of limbo. It was the funniest.
That's thing. Wonderful. I think it's terrific.
Yeah. Like they were kind of, cause we had literally, usually it's just 2 hours. They could swim, have food, listen to music. It was literally like game, structured activity for them besides just like free time, pool time, which kind of helped because it was such a big crowd of kids. So it was good to have some type of like structure too. And the fact that they just threw in limbo, the kids were like, is that a limbo stick? I just started to laugh. I'm like, no, it's for the pinata, but okay.
Just like historically, there's been a teen night every year, a 2-hour open pool. And I don't think it's been that big of a hit. And it wasn't there at all last year, of course. But I mean, no. Right here, when you added downright music kids performing on the pavilion, added food, added games, added the publicity that was generated from kids who were performing to what Lexi does, to the creative things she and her staff put into it. And then you know what happens, right? The kids who are there are going, it's actually pretty cool. You should come down. So it just, you know, geometrically expands and maybe 20 kids were going to come, but the word got out there was awesome. And so I think you had so many things going right. It's one of those intersections of so many things.
It was like a mix of different things. Like there were some parents for like the concert part. And they were just like listening and stuff. And it was cool because I would go out to the concert, watch them perform, listen to them perform, and just like look at the crowd. There was teens. There was like some parents with their younger kids too, which is totally fine. I mean, it's whoever they wanted to come. It's a public space. At least they enjoyed it. And I would low-key be like, oh yeah, don't forget to follow like CYSB on Facebook. You know, they're the ones that are sponsoring the event, like low-key. So it also like helps word of mouth. Like, this is why they're here, is because of you guys putting all this effort into this. I mean, yes, like we were there administering it, but it's like the money and able to have this event is because of you. And a lot of people are like, oh really? And it was crazy. Some of the parents were literally like, I don't even know what CYSB is. I mean, how many times do we hear that? A lot, but it's like, oh yeah, it's free services, guys. Even counseling, like, you know, look into it.
Well, good for you, Lexi. That I'm very happy. Yeah. I'm very happy. I mean, you told me about a lot of the stuff that was going to happen, and I was hoping there's going to be a lot of people. And I know this is a lot of people. It was nice.
It was like we had to put on an extra lifeguard last minute just so the kids were safe in the pool because of the extent of it. During the heat wave, there was a lot of kids signing up last minute to where we didn't think we'd have to have a cap, but for the safety of them in the pool, we're like, yeah.
That was the other element. The weather was amazing because that can make or break an event.
Yeah, honestly, I was like, thank goodness. I mean, it feels bad it was during a heat wave, but I think
it's good.
45 kids before the day of the heat wave, and literally that day, it blew up to 20 plus more kids wanting to join, where we had to like close it and kind of hide it. Like, nope, no more, that's it.
Great.
I know.
Actually, that's awesome. Hey, so that was aged like 12 to 18, right? Is what it was open to?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have like how old were a majority of the kids? Was there like a sign in with age and stuff like that? Or do you know that stat?
Yeah. Let me pull up right now if you want to know what numbers now. I can.
All right. So the only reason why I'm asking too is while you look over that, because I asked my 12-year-old, I'm like, hey, because I put in the calendar, I'm like, oh, this would be good for you to go to. I'm like, would you want to do this? And he was definitely a little hesitant. And he's like, yeah, it's like, you know, it's a big age span for him. And he was reluctant with going down there, hanging out with, you know, 17, 18 year old, worst case scenario in his eyes, hanging out with an 18 year old. And he was just like, it's just a big gap. Would we ever, this is, right. I mean, this
and honestly, awesome. I feel like we had a good mix, a good wide range mix. And I noticed a lot of the 12-year-olds were actually kids from my camp. I think because they probably like they're at the pool all day, they see the sign hanging up. And I heard a lot of them talking about like, oh, I'm going to this tonight. So I think that's where that came from. But it's good because then this way I know the parents. So this way whenever they came back to camp that week, I'm like, oh yeah, that event they went to last night. I was able to talk it up more about who you guys are. So that was kind of like a nice in that I knew who these parents were, who knew who these kids were. So let's see, we had.
While she's looking at that, Matt, what you just said is exactly why we've never combined our cave nights.
Well, that's where I was going with this. Would you ever do like a middle school and a high school? Like, would you, like, the cave was exactly what I was thinking about. And you had such success with it. And I thought it was an awesome little thing. And I wanted my son to go, but I was also like, all right, yeah, I can see where he's coming from. Would we ever, because it was so successful and because, you know, I think you can, it was great. And would you ever do like two different days with two different age groups? It is a big thing. You know, I could see where
the older kids have a feeling about it too. You heard the younger, the bigger kids are like, I don't want little kids here. Then it's not cool. That's exactly why we never combine the things. So doing two events of the same ilk would make a lot of sense.
You know what? It probably helps at the pool too. I feel like it's more space wise as opposed to the cakes. It almost was like you're confined down there. But in the pool, you have so much space. And because I did notice there was obviously, like, you could tell the age groups, the older kids are pretty much hanging out by a diving board in that area. The younger, like 12-year-old, 13-year-old kids were over by the stairs in the pool. Then you can see like the middle, like maybe 15, 16, were either like, you know, in the pool or outside the pool. Because there was a group of 16-year-old girls, like four of them that were just hanging around, which is fine. Like they were just chatting, didn't even want to go swimming. But you can definitely see the mix of it. So there was 15 12-year-olds, there was 15 13-year-olds, there was 8 14-year-olds. Sorry, I'm still counting. 14 15-year-olds, 3 16-year-olds, and 3 17-year-olds. So typically that, like, the older kids, a lot of the other kids didn't come, which I kind of expected. It's harder for the older kids to want to go.
Well, they have more things to do.
Exactly. And maybe they thought the same thing, like there's going to be younger kids there, they don't want to go. But we've always had at that age, like for in the past, like 12 to 18 for that event. And typically we'll see a couple 12-year-olds, like, cause there's only been 10 to 15. So it's almost in pairs, like two, two and two, like it's a very wide range, but then they have a free access to the pool. So it's almost like they're not involving with each other in a sense.
Right. Listen, I think it's great. I'm just, this is the hesitation from a 12-year-old.
Yep.
That I think could have had fun with it. So I don't know if there's something that we should do, or it's just this one 12-year-old and we don't need to worry about it. I'm just bringing it up for a conversation piece if we want to do something different next year and do two of them since it was so good, or whatever else you guys think about this. But
I like
that's
that
coming
idea.
From a 12-year-old that was his input back on it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm open to anything. This way we don't have to necessarily put a cap on it either. I mean, if we did for saying 12 to 14 and we had to put a cap, that's still really good, but it'll maybe help having it broken up into two groups as well.
You could also do a middle school night and a high school night and not get into everyone's exact age.
Yeah, exactly. This way it's like how the cave is, like middle school age, high school age.
What grade is your son in, Matt?
He's going into, oh my gosh, sixth.
So you're still, okay.
Seventh. Four, five, six. Hang on, I got too many kids. I got to think for a second.
Which seven, five, what building is he going to?
Seven, six. He's going to the middle school. He's going to seventh.
Oh, that's funny.
I had to do the math quick. He's going to the seventh. Yes. I think if it was seventh, eighth, like he would have been totally comfortable. I think we can just revisit this in a couple months again, and we just remember to talk about it for next year if it's if it's an idea or not.
In the spirit of what we do at the cave for the reasons we do, it sounds like a middle school night and a high school night would bring two different groups of people and might be great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the best events we've had with the response that we had there. So,
right.
Oh, I know.
Two of them's not a bad thing either.
Well, I was telling Lexi when she was talking about it, was, you know, the parents could feel that, especially with COVID and everything, the kids were in a safe place. You know, they were out and about and outside and they were in a safe place. There isn't that much places for them to do things like this. And it was done right. So it was really very good.
And there's lots of staff on too. I mean, I know the guards are not necessarily their priorities, not babysitting the kids or making sure no one's drowning. But outside the pool, you have four people monitoring inside the pool.
So this is really a joint Parks and Rec YSB venture, because if you really want to do a cost analysis, we use the staff of the Parks and Rec, and normally we wouldn't have that on our accounting for how much the night cost. So not just the things that you bought, but the staff members. So if we do something where we're planning money, let's make sure we plan for staff, because that probably made it go well.
Yeah, it definitely did. It was fun overall. And honestly, even the lifeguards, they're also teams themselves. So to even like talk up you guys, and I was like, just remember, because they kept saying this is such a blast, this is the most fun I've had all summer. I mean, for granted, it's obviously a job, and I was like, just remember, you're having this because of the youth service bureau in town. I just want you to remember that you would not be having the laser around your neck, the glow sticks, everything, if it was not for them. So
well, that's great.
They're all very appreciative. I can say that I've never seen a group of kids. I shouldn't say never, it's been quite a couple years because of COVID, seeing them all so happy and excited and just having a grand old time was like the greatest thing ever. I mean, I even say I wanted to go home and I was like, nope, I'm saying, because this is just so much fun watching them enjoy themselves, you know?
And now like the second half of what we usually talk about you though, is I don't think we can open the cave, just so, in case there's any question in your mind.
Yeah. I was just going to ask where you were.
I want to leave it open for discussion for the board, but that's my vote.
Yeah. No, like I was going to ask out of courtesy, just in case, but I figured the answer is no. Delta's here now.
I'm just one person. I just don't think we should. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
So,
if anything, we can just do a program outside. That's it, you know?
Yeah, I don't think we can because of bathrooms and things. I just don't think we can really.
Yeah. I mean, if we did, it'd have to be something September or October, even for now until it came to spring, because the bathrooms up at the pool house we have access to as long as I'm there, they get winterized end of October into November. So then we don't have access to the bathrooms.
How much interaction did you have with Downright for this event?
For like during it, you mean, or like the whole thing?
Planning it. Like, did you just say, please show up? And then that was that? Or did you interact with them in the planning and all that? Did you get involved with their electrical stuff and their needs and like?
Was no. I mean, because we ended up, so they wrote us, they cost $1,000. So that, because I said, whatever you need, it costs us. So they were in charge of setting up their own stuff. I mean, if we're paying for them, that's their responsibility.
We had to pay downright $1,000?
Yeah.
Did we know that?
Well, I remember you were saying if they're free, that would be great. If they cost something, that's fine too.
What cost $1,000?
The band itself.
What?
They sent me over an invoice. Andrew and Naomi did, and that was their invoice.
Anyone else surprised by this?
Totally, but I mean, on the flip side, the good thing is we did.
We're spending money. We're spending our money.
I know, but we've never paid more than $300 or $400 for a band before. That's insane.
I thought that they were going to be free from how you said it too. And then she even asked me, is it free or is it paid? And then they said, I told her, I was like, you know, typically we're looking for free when I get it's COVID, but it'd be something low. And then Andrew sent me that literally the week of the event. So I was asking him for probably 4 weeks straight for an invoice.
You could get like a semi-professional van for $500 or $600. That's crazy. I don't know about that. I think they took advantage of that.
I feel like in a sense I did too, but because I mentioned your name, I was like, maybe this is what Lori actually paid. And they literally submitted it a few days before the event. So I'm like, okay, well, I don't have time to necessarily get this ready. I have to get it now. So
Lexi, we always have to have things approved by the board. So I don't think we did approve this, just so you know. Like, I think going forward, it's okay because it's too late to worry about it, but
yeah.
We know that we can buy a chair that was a certain amount of money.
Well, the thing is we could include it in the general admin. We could consider that general admin if we need to. It's way more than we generally would do in a general admin. But
well, the last time, because I wanted to vote on a budget and stuff, but what was said the last time for the teen night, it said basically whatever needs to be spent is going to come out of the cave budget, and we're not having the cave. So I was like, okay.
You know what? That's a good point. I'm going to put it to the cave. Is that okay, you guys, if we include that in cave spend?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, I mean, it was used to advertise the cave. It was used to promote the cave. It was to the same kids. I mean, it's kind of, you know.
Or in the cave, yeah.
It's not ideal. And yes, we should.
I think you're
slapped together quick, and we're super happy that it happened. But go forward.
Yeah. No, I'm happy it did too. I was not, because I was in a lot of contact with Naomi and Andrew. Myself, I didn't receive it back to the point where I was almost panicking that they were not going to show up, and they actually changed the date on me twice.
Yeah, I think lesson learned, you know, that we should have communicated that one a little bit better with them, and same with them. Cause I think,
yeah,
a little bit.
And even for my part too, it's like, to me, I was like, I got the invoice. My mind was just get ready for the event. Cause now
we
this way, but I do apologize. Cause I could have potentially reached out to Lori, cause maybe she could have talked to them herself.
I'm almost wondering if there's a mistake, honestly, Lexi. It's just it's just so much. I almost wonder if there's a mistake here.
I don't know if you want to try reaching out and being like, how come it was $1,000? Like, I could forward you the invoice and I didn't understand why it was that much. I know how much our bands cost for our concert nights, which are typically around that much. So I just assumed, okay, that's how much they cost. You know what I mean? Our Parks and Rec bands pretty much cost that, if not more.
But then on the flip side too, they are a town business, a small business. They support our Canton kids. So maybe we just...
And maybe they're hurting too financially with COVID. I mean, we don't know.
Well, yeah, I know they are. My kids take lessons there and everybody canceled. We tried to do it the whole time on Zoom, but.
Yeah, that's not the way to do it though. I mean, they got to give you your fee ahead of time and all other stuff. I don't know.
Yeah,
no, it was a little bit, but you got to bank it and then just move on and learn for future.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
They didn't communicate very well either.
I mean, you should see my emails once a week on average. Yeah, once a week on average. I started even going to Kelly panicking. I'm like, I don't know what to do. And then 1 week I emailed 3 times and called. So, I mean, me and Naomi had a good relationship at first, very communicative. And it was like maybe a month and a half out, maybe like a week later, very like, you know, involved. Then it just started like nothing from her where I was like, I don't even know if they're in a show. But they did. So everything ended up working out, but it was very much almost panic mode for a minute for myself. I wasn't trying to worry you guys. Like, I could figure this out, make it work, but.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, in all fairness, you're kind of put in a very bad position. I don't know. I mean, the whole thing was, yeah.
But thank you, Lexi, for
you're welcome
doing it, making it happen. That's wonderful.
And I think yeah. that you should feel maybe, again, another lesson learned. I don't know why you felt you couldn't ask any of us to help. I don't like that you felt that way. I don't know if we've ever made you feel that you.
No, it's a me thing where I'm like, I have an issue with asking for help.
No, but we need to be confident yeah. that you will, because
yeah,
that's why, I mean, you're working with us. So
right.
With is the operative word there. Okay.
You're
And also if it didn't happen, we could have pulled together another band for you and we could have helped put that together. So you should you should not feel like you're doing things on your own as an island.
And I will admit that it wasn't even just that. This summer on my end for Parks and Rec has been literally insane, where I was barely able to juggle this teen night, my job, and I'm in my grad school program.
Yeah, I'm literally, sure.
Like,
I know. I mean,
literally, I don't know. Like, I know we're going a little bit off the YSB stuff or whatever, but it was a lot this summer for me to juggle everything to where sometimes I felt like, I wonder if I'm slipping through the cracks, like things I'm missing. But with stuff like that, I know I emailed her. I have track record of it. I did my best, but my mind was like in a million different places. I will admit that.
What about the grant filing? Did that get put through? Is the grant all set?
That would be I haven't started that yet. It's due the 31st.
Perfect.
This month. Yeah. I still have some time. This is the last week of camp and I finished my college class this week for this past weekend. So can actually focus on that sort of thing. I was like, I'm not going to do it while I'm still in class and when summer's in full-blown mode.
Just think of it the same way you would as if you work for us, right?
Right.
Because you kind of do. So like we're a team of people. We're not over you, but we definitely are support staff and we are, well, not support staff, but we are a board of people that are absolutely willing to step up. We always do. Matt will go buy magnets and Rochelle will go and do that. You know, we always help each other. Whenever I've had an event, I know I can tap anybody on the shoulder and say, can you help? So I don't like that you felt that way. And I hope that going forward, let's not leave it that way.
Okay? Well, you know, usually I do, especially with you and Sue, I do rely on you guys a lot. I think just this summer, my mind wasn't completely even focused on that. It was in a million things. And that problem be a problem, forget about it and go to another problem. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I think we understand.
Okay.
But also, we should always have a budget for something. We should never have an unlimited budget. We should have a budget for an event. We should vote on that budget. And that's what we've always done in the past. Typically, our band budgets have been about 300 or so.
For Lexi's
sake, we should have taken the time to specify. And so that, you know, we apologize, Lexi, for that we did not.
Well, it's true. We just when she asked us and said if we have to pay, we said yes. We didn't really say we should. Yeah, we didn't say anything.
I know. I think it was the June meeting. I was asking for a budget and everyone just like, oh, like it was kind of like, okay, whatever it needs, you know. You know what though? We're all just figuring it out. It's crazy summer. It's fine. There was money. It's not like it was a normal year money to be spent. So
that's right.
Let's go forward.
Yeah.
What's next?
Can we put that on our agenda though for like April or May to bring this up again for the
For the pool?
For the band, just for that activity night. I would feel like
that team night.
We're kind of like, you know, we get down to crunch time and we always have to vote on it, deal with it. I think we have a little more time to plan. I think it could get rid of some of these issues, you know. With some of the stuff. So do we do those in advance? Like, Sue, you do always do the agenda, right?
Yes. If
we talk about this teen night again in I don't know, May, give us like a couple months or April or May, put it on like the agenda then just to prep for it.
Well, Lexi puts it in publicity probably before
that's a good
out. So well, probably before COVID, it probably was in April, but maybe even March. But with this COVID stuff, I mean, we're pretty much late too. Not super late, but we'll probably get our summer stuff out by May. But the sooner, honestly, for us, the better too. Yeah, let's
put the structure and the budget together in April. And then yeah, you'll be set with what we want to do.
I'll put it in the minutes too, so that we know it's there too. Like we request for April to touch base on it.
And we always, there's my buddy Ben, a teacher at Canton High School, and he's in a two-man band or he plays by himself. So he's always a good contact we could potentially use. He lives in Canton. He's a teacher at Canton High School. He knows all the kids. So I don't know.
Is it the Substitutes?
No, it's Ben Gowett. It's Acoustic Marsh Pit. He does a great job.
I've heard of them too. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's another, you know, I can always reach out to him if we need a band, and I think it'd be good for him and be really good for kids.
Yeah. Let's give that one a try. Maybe next year we can put that in potentially.
By the way, the Substitutes playing this Thursday at the Town Green. Yeah.
Or no, Mills Pond Park. Yeah.
Mills Pond Park. What is it? 6:30 or so?
Yeah. 6:30.
We have, we have music on Main and Collinsville Fridays, and your things on Mills Pond. There's music almost every couple of days.
You know, get it in now before you have to be, you know, inside for a while.
Okay. Yeah. What's next, Sue?
Oh, yeah. So the next thing which counts.
Rochelle's ready. Rochelle's ready.
Oh, let's get Rochelle back up then. Rochelle, okay.
Yeah, if you'd like. I just sent out, like 2 seconds ago, the July as well. So you should have both June and July. Do we want to go through June or real quick? And then we can, since we didn't have the July meeting, there was just a couple things I wanted to call out in June. I'm trying to share screen, but.
You can just pull it up. Are we looking at July or June?
Let's look at June first.
Oh, okay.
Is it working for you?
I can't share the screen. It's not letting me
Hold on, let me make you a co-host. Maybe you'll be able to do it now.
Now, the problem is I refused to update my Zoom. And so now it's punishing me by only giving me a couple features. It's I keep setting no on the update. And so now it says, okay, you only have limited whatever.
I'm looking at my phone. I think we can all do that, right?
Okay. Yeah. I just sent like 10 minutes before the meeting, I sent June. And then a couple minutes ago, I sent July.
You said there's something you wanted to point out?
Just on June. I wanted to show what the and I can show it in July too, if we want to skip June. I just wanted to show what the year ended up. And so we could just take a quick peek and make sure there's, you know, other than the survey that should have been, I wanted everyone to just take a quick peek at June and see if there was anything that jumped out that, you know, should have been paid for and wasn't. I don't think there is. We've got the scholarships for 6,000, so that's good. So the only thing I saw that didn't come through the cost of the survey. And McCall's was really low. Maria, I don't know if it was, they just didn't have a lot going on, but I did see the June and the May bill from McCall's. So I think they just didn't have much
happening. They didn't get invited in very often. It was very,
that was it.
Few days they could go.
And so, but I did see the June invoice was included. And so I think we're good on McCall's. I think it's just low. The number's low. And then I also saw invoices from Elaine, up-to-date invoices for Elaine. So I think other than the survey, June turned out to be, I think we got it all in. So that's exciting.
That's good.
Yeah. And then let's just switch over to July real quick, if you guys don't mind, if you want to open that. Mm-hmm. So the prior year fund balance, we rolled 25,500. Is going to be rolled. How the town does it though is when they send out their financial reports, they don't actually include the prior year. You just have to make a note of it. But we do have access to the money, and Taryn has assured me left and right that we really get to keep the money. It's okay. It doesn't show up. So
that's weird though.
It's the system. They can't get the system to combine it, and the town is, I just don't think it's priority for them. And so I'm just making sure I keep this number solid and that I roll it from month to month, year to year. so that if they ever, if we ever overspend a year, I will be sure to point out, no, here are the last 6 years of records. This is our money.
How do we access that first so that that's as depleted as possible?
You know, we don't, because according to, I met with the town finance, you know, I can't remember how to pronounce her name.
Kumbi, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
They said that it's all the same pot and it just doesn't look like it on the report. And I didn't know how to refute that point. So I am just keeping records just in case. And in theory, they can go back to the prior year and they can look at what the ending balance is in June. And then they know that that is their starting balance in July. And so if there's never an issue, that's what we'll have to do, is just go to their reports. Ending balance June is starting balance July. And fine.
I hate that.
I hate it too. I don't like that at all. But what do you do? You know what I mean?
It's just crazy. There's no way to really see it.
Why do we tolerate that as a town? I don't even understand that.
You know what? It is not just Canton. My husband actually audited. They did an entire program to get all of the towns on a standardized accounting. And it was wild. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand. Everyone had their own system and they all still do. Some towns are running dual systems and Canton is not alone, but it's wild.
Well, we're really lucky that you do the good work you do.
Well, I just make sure I roll the balance every month. And if it ever becomes an issue, if they ever said, hey, you overspent, then we'll just go back and say, no, actually we didn't. And you know,
whatever happened with the FEMA money? Is there any update on that?
None. No, they received FEMA, but they still haven't figured out how to allocate it. And I have not heard any updates on that.
Oh, they actually, the town got that money now and they need to figure out.
My understanding is some filled in. It wasn't very much and they're not quite sure what to do with it. And I don't even have the number on it yet. It was very, and to be honest, I haven't reached out. All right. Say her name for me one more time. I'm sorry.
We call her Kumbi. I know it's a very long name, but we say Kumbi.
Kumbi, I'm going to write that down. I feel so bad when I,
no, it's okay.
Name's wrong. I hate that. Kumbi. So I need to reach out again. I've been traveling for like the last month. So I got to find out if there's any update on the FEMA. I would be super, super happy if we got some of it, but I would be kind of surprised if we did.
And at least it's a process. It's kind of in our hands.
So, but that's a good reminder to reach out and just, you know, squeaky wheel. You know, keep squeaking. Yeah.
All right. Well, Rochelle, same as what we were saying, Lexi, we're really lucky to have you do what you do to keep things as organized and work within the system.
As I just got the report out to you right now.
The report itself is lovely to have. You know, is that you have the meticulous record keeping.
That's right.
We have our back. So we're really lucky to have you.
Well, thank you. So
we're allowed to have one mess up. You're always good. Same.
No, everybody's glad to have one man. I mean, look, you know, a lot of times when you're trying to get something together, it's just you want it to go and you just got to get it out. And sometimes asking and talking to people, it doesn't get done at all. It doesn't get done when you need it. You have people, you know, on your back all the time. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. Everybody's juggling so many things. We don't get paid enough.
Absolutely fine. Look at how much time we looked at it. We looked at it for a minute. It's good that it exists and it's good that you have the handle on it that you do. We're just super fortunate to have someone with your level of expertise doing that.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And so, I mean,
McCall's traditionally doesn't always give the bills right away anyway.
No, we're all set with them.
We're good. McCall's is good. I just dropped the ball. I'm guessing I'm the one that forgot to send the invoice to Taryn for the survey. I'm guessing it was me. I would not be surprised if I forgot.
It also could have gotten muddled since the results didn't get quantified. So we may have had that conversation kind of dangling where they said, do you want us to just do this or we'll do it for free in the fall? So maybe we were like,
I don't remember. So
in a way it almost is appropriate that it's now because the survey is being administered in this year.
That's so, true. So yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure that was what I was thinking. Absolutely.
Welcome. Yeah, we'll go with it.
Welcome.
So the amount we have right now, we have 36,000 because we received the town funds. That comes through immediately. The 11,300, the town posts that immediately. So we have access to that. And then we have the 25,500 that rolled. So we have 36,000 currently available to us.
Wow. Let's have a party.
So
we did last week.
And so a lot of the, I mean, as you know, we went through the budget and put that together. And so we didn't make any dramatic changes on the programs that we had before. We rolled them over. The programs based on survey results and new community programs, we do have a big chunk of change for those. So, I mean, I think the goal is we need to come up with some, you know, some programs.
I know, but I think it's likely, it's realistic to think that this may be another year of at least first half of the year not being able to. I don't anticipate school wanting. I mean, what I'm reading from, I sent you guys the newsletters if in case you didn't get them yourselves. Yeah. They're not doing auditoriums. They're not doing gymnasium. They're not, we're not going to be able to have a speaker or a presenter.
That was that from Kevin Case?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, he sent an email. Yeah.
Yeah, I got that too.
Well, we can't give them a speaker on a subject, no matter what the survey comes up with. Everything they're doing is going to be cohort, small group, that kind of thing. That is something that other presenters have been willing to do, though, is come in and work with smaller groups. So that would be another approach once we get our topics. If we want to look at like second half of the year, someone who would go into health classes, someone who would go into, you know, different parts of the school for small groups. And I think some presenters like Calvin Terrell, I remember, did something like that, where they actually preferred it and felt they reached kids better. So we may still be able to do something very meaningful once we see what topics we're looking at.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
In terms of programs, the only thing I can think of for you guys, which I don't know if we can, because I think we've hit this road before, but there's a financial planner who just did a contract, has done a contract with our department to teach teens about money, like saving money.
Boom.
Have you seen that program I put up about a week ago?
You know, my son and I were just talking about that. My son told me 2 days ago, he's turning 17. He's a senior. Yeah. And he said, Mom, why? He goes, you guys teach us about credit cards and everything. He goes, but I have no idea. You know, they don't teach us anything about personal finance. And
so, yeah, where I have that program.
That's a great idea.
Her min and her max are like what it's going to cost for the program and stuff. I don't mind. So this way it's not us taking a fee. Like at least offer one time if you guys wanted to sponsor it to say you did a program and just cover her costs for the max participants or whatever it is. That's a suggestion I can think of to say, hey, look, we did teen night. We did something in the fall. We did something in the summer, did something in the fall. We'll hit spring or winter when we reach it. But that's the only thing I can think of for you guys, or we can put a pin on it.
Well, that's, when are you thinking of doing that, Lexi?
It's actually for September. So, I mean, it's a quick turnaround.
So it's a Zoom?
It's in person, actually. But she's at the park. Unless it's really bad weather, then we'll be inside.
The financial thing is not involving computers?
It is. Hold on. I'll read you the description, or I can send it in the link so you can look at it.
That's good. Why don't you do that?
Yes, yeah. Somewhere, so we can take a look.
But, I wouldn't expect it to have a PowerPoint or handouts or something.
Yeah.
She says to bring a notebook, calculator, and a pencil. And she said something in her description of working with some type of software. Maybe she just goes over it. Because she also says she's prepared to do it outside because of COVID. So maybe she has some sort of technique with it.
So, yeah. What's the max for participants?
15.
And what's her fee?
It is, I guess, in that too tomorrow. Actually, I want to say it's $25 a person. But I can get you the number in an email to you guys tomorrow so I can look
at that. It's not a flat fee. It's a per person charge?
Yeah, per person, $25 per person.
That's unusual because they wouldn't usually want to present something for $50 because two kids showed up.
That's a lot of work.
Unusual.
Well, she wants a minimum of 4 kids and a max of 15 kids. That's how our programs work. We have a minimum.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, like what she's able to run. Yeah, so she, and usually she does say her flat fee is $300 an hour. She's going down a lot, like, and willing to do it. If you think about it, she only had 4 kids. That's not a problem. She just wants to help the community, so she's went down a lot with her fee. So that's just the program I have up on our website and the description of it that she had put in. And that actually has a link to her website as well when you click our link to get her bio and background and all that.
If we're going to do it, I'd rather offer her a flat fee than have that that way.
Yeah.
I'd rather say to her, if you guys think it's something you want to do as a youth services bureau, I'd rather offer her $250 or something like that than do it per person. And then it would be $250 no matter how many kids showed up. And you could cancel if there were less than 5 or something.
Yeah. So I could ask her what her flat fee would be for maybe a class size of 10 and whoever signs up for the 10 or whatever. I know she's doing 15 to make money, but it's whatever she's more comfortable with working with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the whole thing without a computer or anything sounds a little unusual. But...
Well, I'm sure that's not her desire. It's probably just for COVID.
Adaptation, exactly.
You know, I mean,
because she says, yeah, the program's called Money Warrior. How to work with the program called Money Warrior. So I'm not sure how she's going to do it outside, but I'm trying to get everybody outside as much as possible with this virus too. Well,
team, what do you think? Like, maybe we should let Lexi do it the way she's doing it this time, and maybe we would sponsor another one another time, not get involved this time.
Maybe like in the winter or something.
See how you like it before we.
Yeah, because it is brand new. I can't speak on it yet.
Let's pass for now as far as sponsoring it. Don't you think, guys?
This Money Matters, is that what the program is?
Yeah,
Money Warrior, she called it.
No, the Money Warriors is the program that they'll use.
So what's Money Matters?
That's the program name. She calls it Teen Money Matters.
I'm just wondering if
when we say program, we don't mean like you're using a software. It's like for me saying my program is camp. You're going to camp. So like her to sign up for her class, I guess you could say, is called Teen Money Matters for the name of the class.
It's like $32 per kid. And the wet,
that's with our Parks and Rec fee. Her fee is lower than that. I believe it's 25, but I had to look at our contract.
This is a single night thing?
Yeah, one time thing. She has one on the weekday and one on the weekend she's offering.
What do you guys think? I'd love to see it without us first. What do you think? And just see how you like it.
Well, yeah. How do you feel with it? Like, would that work for you?
Yeah. That works for us. So this way I can get an idea for it and everything. And this way, you know, give some feedback to you guys and how I felt it ran and everything. And
to Matt's point, here we go again, something in 2 weeks. We really need 8 weeks lead time to do a good job.
Yeah. And this way, because I know if it was in October, I'd say let's talk September about it, but it is such short notice. So I don't feel any hard feelings if you're like, I want to wait, because I almost feel the same way. I just wanted to mention it because if it is good, it's something we offer for November before they spend money on Christmas gifts. You know what I mean? Or maybe after Christmas on how to save money. You know what I mean? Something like that. But she'd have to do virtual because it's too cold outside.
Well, also, if we build into what we see the needs are from our survey, I could see this being a component of a 6-session thing. So maybe money is one of them. Maybe job readiness is another. Maybe etiquette is another. Like, I could see this being like a series where there'd be different components to it to make it into a bigger thing with different kids on different modules.
And depending on the job thing that you were mentioning of, depending on what you're looking at, if that's part of the survey results, me and Kelly have run in the past, like me and like in the office, Kelly have run an interview workshop with teens that was successful. So I mean, I don't want to speak for her, but that program's already in place and was successful as well. I don't mind doing that as part of your program. Like, you don't have to worry about paying me. I work for you guys. So, you know what I mean? I just have to see if she'd be on board too. Just, hey, can you dedicate your time for an hour to do this program with me?
Imagine a program like speed dating or something where you just keep going and interviewing kids, let them move around the room and things like that. Anyway.
Well, and it's nice I think it would be nice if the YSB sponsored it so we could pick up the cost. So people that are participating have, it's no cost to them. I mean, that's always nice.
Yeah.
You know, because then it can kind of broaden the reach a little.
Yeah. And even if it's just me, like if Kelly doesn't want to do it for whatever reason, which is totally fine, I can do it for my working hours with you guys anyways, you know?
There's a psyche part of this, not a psyche, a component of psychology to this. And that is that if it's free, it's not worth anything. So,
you know, that's no, funny. That's true. You no, that's say that.
Very true.
That's literally what Corinne from the team, she said that for some reason, the free stuff in the kids' minds, they almost feel like it's not worth anything when they have to work for it.
Parents too.
It to me, I was like, it's crazy. Like what?
12 years of story hours. Trust me.
That's what so about, crazy.
Like, scholarships available, need-based scholarships available. Exactly. I like throwing that out there. So here's the cost and need-based scholarships available.
Yep.
And then yeah. It's not free, but then people, because I think a lot of people would just think, oh, I can't afford that. And wouldn't even reach out to see if there's options for them.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, I'll definitely keep an eye out for programs for you guys.
Okay.
Forward.
Thank you very much.
You know, again, let's use our survey input so we can target.
Yeah.
Because that's what we have to do. And that's what our grants call to us to collect data, to understand what the community needs, and then to use their money to pinpoint those needs. That's why we are even charged with the task of the survey.
Right.
We're actually directed by the grant writers for that. So,
you know, let's hope we can get the survey results back quick so we can act on it quicker, you know?
All right. So counseling is, you know, it's pretty much where it always is, one or two per client. I don't get any referrals. I haven't gotten any all summer.
Well, were you surprised by that or
not? Every summer, it's kind of like that. We usually have people who are already in counseling. Sometimes they go through the summer and use a little bit, and that's where we are right now. We just have a few lingering clients, and we've been letting them have very long periods of time that they're in counseling with us because we have the ability to do it. And that's still the case.
I'd love to see Michael come to the school and kind of advertise. He might be too busy, but both of my sons are seeing him now, and it's going really, really, really well.
So Michael is doing a workshop this week for parents of anxious kids going back to school. He's running he's running a choice of 5 to 7 tomorrow or Thursday night. They're trying to put together a support group for teens who are nervous about going back to school.
Interesting.
And, it's on
Facebook. In the parent schools?
I can send it to you from Facebook Messenger.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm not really a Facebook follower much. I signed up, but nope, that would be good.
You did, Rochelle? That's like,
I didn't have a choice. I joined a group, and my group, they said, we're only going to communicate with you via Facebook.
That's how my volunteer organization is too. Yep.
I'm like, really?
That's hilarious.
No, that's, I mean, that's why I do it too. I mean, that's not the only reason, but so I got to let the dogs out. I'm walking with you all. Okay, guys.
Well, do we have
any? They rang the bell, so we have to let them out.
Do we have any?
Oh, business? Smart dogs.
Such good dogs.
Do we have any new business?
Smart dogs. I don't think so. I think we almost kind of covered it with talking about Teen Night for the future.
Matt, anything with your batting cage thing? Anything going on with that?
Yeah, how's that?
We're still doing well with it, but it's summertime, so we knew it wasn't get as much use. So no, nothing new right now, but I think it'll start amping up a little bit once kids are going back to school and the weather changes a little bit more. I mean, everyone's outside playing now, so there's nothing new with it other than it's.
Would you ever want to do anything with that for an event?
Yeah, we definitely could. We definitely could. It'd be good for exposure. It's not huge on the inside, so it's in the same boat as the cave with COVID amping up and stuff like that. So I think we definitely could, but it's an indoor spot, so might not be
the like time. Where people signed up for different slots, but it was an ongoing 4 hours or something, like, but not that many people at one time.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get a ton of people in there though.
Yeah,
so
maybe a spring thing then.
Thinking about for spring. Yeah,
I mean, hopefully, if who knows how long COVID's with us, but
Fingers crossed. I'd have to think about what we could do down there, but.
All right, give us some thought for September, maybe.
Yeah.
Think about how we can.
I can do a drive by the space too and look at it, Matt, and then maybe brainstorm with you if I have any ideas, even if it's just like some other activity outside while they're waiting to go.
You know where it's at?
No, I was going to figure it out, but where is it?
It's like by, you know, Martel buses, where it keeps the buses, by like the soccer fields over there.
Yep.
By the town dump, like down that road, it's just past the buses on your left.
Okay.
It's almost like the last spot in that little industrial park.
Okay. Yeah. I'll take a look at how much space there is, see what outdoor activities we could set up to and stuff, you know?
Yeah. I think everyone's just summer's just got kind of busy, everyone involved with it. So we didn't do a ton with it over the summer. Mm-hmm. And then I got my golf tournament on October 1st. So I've been working on that, just getting going with that. So that's it for me, though. But
that's awesome.
So that's cool, though.
Rec League is coming back.
What's that?
Did you hear our rec league is coming back, Matt?
What league? Oh, rec is coming back. Oh, good.
The basketball, yeah.
For now it is.
Yeah, I know, right, for now.
Yeah, good.
That's really good. Email from Kelly.
Matt, who's the recipient of your tournament this year?
Well, it's not, you know, we always give money to the Canton end of the year program that they have for the seniors. So we always give money to that. We always give it to Northwestern Regional 7. Mm-hmm. So that's $5,000 right there. We just, you know, any tragedies in town that we hear of, that house that burnt down by right on the path on Atwater there, they were a recipient of like $2,000. So stuff that we hear through town too. So it's not set in stone. You know, this is where the money's going to. People give me money and they trust me that I'll do the right thing with it. And that's how it goes. So that's the way we've been doing it for a while. So it's been pretty good though. So we offered another house burnt down. We offered assistance like through that fund, and they said they're all set right now. So we'll stay in touch with them if they need it. So if you guys ever hear of anything that's needed, you know, there is this fund that we can use.
I was thinking of the suicide prevention. You know, we've done things over the years, but I sent you guys all something about the 288. Is that what it is? 288. So I sent it to you this afternoon. I just wondered if there might be a nice blitz we could do when it comes to life and when it's time to kind of cross post all the different suicide prevention, the hotline and all that. So the other thing I was going to tell you guys is that October is, there's two times a year we try to do the drug take back. And October is this other part. It's April and October. And I know we missed April, but I wondered if it might be something where it would be COVID friendly to do a drive-by drug take back thing. And again, as I said, we've got to get it going early. We can't do it the week before.
It's the September meeting figured out.
We definitely should do that because I think people would, they'll feel comfortable to do this.
Our best one ever was about 5 years ago, and it was in the Walgreens parking lot in Simsbury, and it was collaborative with Simsbury. And we got the word out, and we were there all day long. And people drove by with bags and they handed it to the police officer who put it in the right place, who took care of the what's the word for when you have to have a chain of where things are handled, you know, that whole thing. But we just took car after car after car who pulled up. No one got out of their cars, pulled up and handed us so many drugs. And I just wondered if that wouldn't be exactly the same model that would work again, especially in the environment of not wanting to have people coming in and out of the lobby.
How did you coordinate it working with the Simsbury Police Department? If they can be available in that parking lot to collect it, pretty much?
The chief and the chief from Simsbury work together.
Okay.
So I think it's a very good model for the COVID world because it literally was a drive-by.
Yeah, and
that parking lot lent itself very well to the traffic too. It was on the side of Walgreens towards the theater. Like you just drove through that area there and then you went around Walgreens and left.
I think I know what you're talking about, yeah.
I mean, right at this point, we could use the, I mean, that was more central than Canton is. I think that was the other good thing about it. It was central and it involved two towns. It could even involve Avon too. So yeah. I just feel like we could do a pretty powerful take. We took hundreds and hundreds of pounds worth that day.
That's great.
So maybe that can be our fall.
So nobody had to go inside, is what you're saying?
No, they just drove by and handed it to the officers.
So you need an officer to hand it to? That's the way it works.
Yeah, both departments staffed it for the few hours that we had it done. I think we had 4 hours or something like that.
Did you kind of go off their schedule, what they had available, pretty much, for when they can be there?
Well, the two chiefs manage that.
Okay. Do you want me to reach out to our chief to see if it's something he'd want to do and see if he wants?
Well, he lives in Simsbury, so he knows all the people, too.
Yeah. But, like, just plant the seed in his ear to see if that's something he wants to do, coordinate with Simsbury.
It could come from all of us, from the Youth Services Bureau.
Okay. And send an email to him or something.
Why don't you put us all on it, all of us?
Okay.
And Glenn.
All right, that works.
Yeah. And maybe tell him, like, late October is when we're looking, because that's typically end of April, end of October.
Okay.
Did they dispose of it at Walgreens? Do they have a spot there for the take back, or
no? The police took the chain of custody. That's the word I was trying to find. The police took her. All
right, so it can be
anywhere. Your turn.
Okay.
Oh my!
Stop! Take it back in. Yeah, so they took it. They took it right from everybody who pulled up. That way, there was no question about someone else handling drugs. So.
That'll be our nice fall. You know, program.
And then the other costs that we.
I think you're.
And again, a use of money. The other cost is the disposal. It costs money to have it brought to the proper disposal place. We wouldn't want to fill up our box because that would be. It needs to actually be taken a certain way to the disposal.
And then place. Would we cover the cost of disposal pretty much?
That's what I'm saying. It would be a great use of money.
Yeah. Okay.
And everything that we're getting out of the houses decreases opioid overdoses and things too.
Yeah. Let me, I'll type an email tomorrow and have you guys all in it as well.
See. Don't forget, Connecticut just got, $30 billion or something like that for opioid.
Oh, man.
It just got an enormous amount of money. So.
And it doesn't matter if it's weekday, weekend, whatever they have available, just kind of leave it open to them on their.
I think weekend is better.
Weekend. All right. I'll say the preferred weekend, but I'll also make it known whatever he has available with Simsbury is fine too. Like on their schedule, because they're the ones doing it, but I'll mention the preferred weekend. Because some parents are off of work too, or, you know, typically.
Yep. That's when there's more traffic in a commercial area too.
Yeah. All right.
You want people to be saying, I'm going to go do something anyway. So I'll swing right by there and I'll grab that last stuff that you had for your wisdom teeth or whatever. You know, you want people to be swinging over because they were going to go over there anyway.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. So we don't, well, yeah, that we should definitely do. So that'll be, put that on the agenda for September then.
Why don't you author an inquiry, and maybe the chief can even pop in for a few minutes, tell him we won't keep him for an hour and a half.
Yeah. I'll give him an excuse to come in.
Okay.
That meeting, do we have to vote on basically the amount, or just saying we'll cover the costs in the September meeting, voting on disposal?
Let's see if it's even a thing. Let's see if he and the chief seems very want to do it.
All right. Let me write that in the minutes about.
Even if they don't want to do it, we still want to do it for 10. All right. Like worst case.
If Simsbury doesn't want to do it, you mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, I just want to make sure our chief's even on board.
We can't do it without him, right?
Yeah, we definitely don't need to have both towns. I feel like part of the reason it was successful, kind of like what Lexi just had, right? That interaction of the music in the pool. I feel like it was the two towns and the commercial area there. It was like kind of a whole bunch of things that came together. You had to see it. Like people were just waiting in line to pull up. It was really cool. And they were.
I think the more the merrier is great.
Yeah.
I think either way, we should do something. I like the idea.
Yep. I think like that one that you tried to help us with where you sat at our police station, just not enough traffic, not enough of a draw, not enough.
Yeah. You know,
just want to put it to the point where it's bringing more than one thing together to make it work. Maybe we need music in a pool for that one too. I don't know.
No.
We could just play it from the car. Start playing some music.
We have phone poppers, don't we, Matt?
Yeah, we do. I don't know where they are though.
Yeah, we sure had a lot of those.
We do. Okay. Anybody else have anything else?
Me.
Yeah, I guess also just keep an eye out for new board members. That would be the only thing I can think of.
Well, as I said, I spoke to Bob. I think they're listing it. And he said, of course, if we want to push anybody to apply, that's fine.
Yep.
If we know anybody.
Lexi, all the confusion's over, right? We're Zooming and you're good on that. Because I know you were very, very much conflicted because someone had told you something different, but we found it in the state of Connecticut FOI and all that. You're feeling comfortable, right?
Yeah. As long as like whatever Bob, I was like, cause I know that's what I was told from Bob, and now that was sent to Bob and he said something else, I was like, okay, we're good. As long as whatever from him, but
okay. There was confusion about going back to in-person, but I don't know. Personally, it's so nice to just be able to do this right now.
Awful easy.
This is my preferred way too. That's why I was like, when we get to in person in August, I was kind of bummed when I first heard that. I'm like, no.
Well, I miss seeing everybody, but this is definitely after you work until the minute of the meeting. It works better. Well,
exactly. When you're running, you know, like 3 minutes to spare.
Yeah. From what I was told by Bob and by Linda was that we just keep doing this until we hear otherwise.
Great.
Yeah.
And I think even if we do go in person and that's an opportunity, we can hybrid. So like if some of us can and some of us can't, I think we can hybrid. So.
Well, hybrid is very, I would not do hybrid because that's what the first selectman's office is doing now. And I don't even know how to work that technology, but you have to be in front of a camera. So if it was Lori, Sue, me, Rochelle, for example, there and Matt was home, we would all four have a camera separated running on a TV screen. Matt would be streaming in on a TV as well. It's a very strange setup. It's very confusing. I don't know how to use it.
Well, there isn't that much. There aren't too many that you can use too if you have too many meetings going on.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, we could just do a simple. We'll just use our own laptops and put up one laptop and sit next to each other. I mean, we don't have to use the town's. The town's system. I joined the planning and zoning board.
Yeah. So
I'm on that now. And they use it's a complicated system.
Well, let's just stick with Zoom.
Right.
I was going to say we're better off there. It's a really cool OWL system they have, but it's quite complex.
Yeah. I don't want to touch it yet, but I don't have to.
Right. Thank you all for your time. I don't know what happened to Lisa. I guess she's not coming tonight. So
Lisa Campbell.
No, the speaker.
I was gonna say Lisa left, but oh, okay.
You know what? I wonder if she got told about the special meeting.
Well, I thought I told her. I don't know. I thought I did, but.
She'll surface. This is a woman who wanted to propose something that she was having trouble getting Drew to pay attention to. So she wanted to bring it to our attention to see.
Get down.
To see if we can
help. Well, I think that she was in communication with Maria still about it. So Maria didn't come to the meeting tonight. So we don't know as much either, but.
What did Maria have to do with it?
I thought Maria was when she first contacted, she initiated.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But for some reason, she was having trouble getting, it was kind of a strange thing to have us get the attention of the principal anyway. So maybe she worked it out.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that. I mean, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
Are we ready to adjourn then?
I think so.
At 8:23 p.m. we're coming to an end.
All right, good night everybody.
All right, see you guys.
Good to see you
everybody.
Bye guys. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Be safe.